Hey, what's going on, my friend? This is Alex Pardo, and you're listening to another episode of the Flip Empire Show, episode 193.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, everyone? It's awesome to have you back. It's great to hop on another Q&A show here. And guys, before I kind of get into the heart of today's episode, I just want to share with you a lot of things that are going on here. Just got back from a high-level mastermind. So many key takeaways, so many just awesome people I met and relationships I was able to just continue to go deeper on. And it just, you know, the saying iron sharpens iron, I wholeheartedly believe that. Every time I surround myself with high-level thinkers, achievers, thought leaders, I feel like I'm on my way to becoming the best version of myself. And so I definitely want to encourage you guys to continue to build your network, build relationships with the right kind of people, surround yourself with people that are at a higher level than you, or people that you look up to and people that inspire you. Because I'm telling you, it makes a big, big impact on your life, the person you become. And I truly believe that that should be everybody's goal, you know, is to just be the best version of yourself that you could possibly be. Not to compare yourself to anyone, because there's a bunch of different journeys and paths to success, and everybody has a different vision, everybody has different goals. But to the extent that you can gain clarity on that, to the extent that you can put the right people in your life, people that are going to lift you up and going to help you become the best version of yourself, then that's when I truly believe, you know, you've achieved success, and you're on your way, and you're going to be happy or significantly happier than maybe you are now, right? So aside from that, I definitely want to encourage you to check out the masterclass we did with Brian Schroeder on Monday. Brian's also a part of that mastermind, and he's doing some really, really cool things. You know, in that episode, we talked about how he's got 138, you know, rentals, and how he spun off a lending business from that, and he does flips. Very, very cool stuff. So check that out. And then coming up, I kind of want to tease you. I got my my good buddy Ray Gonzalez coming back on for just, you know, Ray brings it. He wears his heart in his sleeve. And that particular show might not be for everybody, but it's going to be for a lot of people. And I think a lot of gold nuggets were just dropped in that show. Ray and I have had a relationship for a long, long time. And so this is just kind of an invitation to be a fly in a wall of one of the many conversations we've had throughout the years. And you're gonna get a lot out of that particular episode. So make sure that you check that out this coming Monday. Guys, aside from that, I'm really excited. At the end of this month, depending on when you're listening to this, at the end of April, I'll be attending a multifamily mastermind where, 30, 35 experienced investors. Some of them are successful multifamily investors. Others just have a lot of capital. And so a lot of deals are going to be going down in that room. So I'm looking forward to that at the end of April. So, you know, again, depending on when you're listening to this, I'd love to have a conversation with you about that. I'm really just being more intentional about tapping into my unique ability, going to my network, going to key relationships, and being the connector, you know, and not trying to necessarily be the operator of big deals, but to add value where I can through my network, through the ability to raise private capital, et cetera. So I'd love to have a conversation with you about that. If, if you think there's some synergies there, or you just want to kind of talk shop, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. And then aside from that, I got my, so that day that I'm at the event, it's Alessia, my second daughter's first birthday, and there was no way I was going to miss that. So I'm flying the entire family out with me to Scottsdale. And so we got some cool things planned. We're going to go check out the Antelopes, maybe the Grand Canyon. And then about a week later, we're hopping on a cruise. where it's just, you know, me, my wife, our two girls, and that's going to be their first time on a cruise. So we're really, really looking forward to that. And just a lot of trips we have planned for the rest of 2018. You know, my family and I, it's a big part of our vision. We love to travel. And so we got a handful of trips already planned out for the rest of the year. And that's what's exciting about this business. It doesn't only give you the opportunity to have an impact on people's lives, but it gives you an opportunity to live the kind of lifestyle you want. And, you know, I've come to the realization my personality type is one that I don't know that I'm ever going to feel satisfied because I always want more. That's just my nature. You know, I'm always trying to grow and develop. And so I'm not anywhere close to where I want to be, but I've mentioned this in the past. I've become a lot better at understanding that I enjoy the journey more than the destination, because the destination is just an endpoint that when you get there, you're going to say, okay, great. I achieved this. I accomplished this, but now what? What's the next thing? And so I really want to, you know, encourage you and challenge you to, if you're somebody that you're always seeking that finish line, you know, make sure that you're present and make sure that you're enjoying the journey, because I think it was Tony Robbins that said, it's not what you get, it's who you become. And that really struck a chord with me. Okay. It's not what you get, but it's who you become in the process of going after what you want. So guys, aside from that, I want to pivot into a topic and conversation that, you know, throughout the years, I just believe has been so meaningful to me in my life. It's created a lot of positive impact. And before I started recording this episode, I said, let me look back at previous episodes and see if this was something I've even talked about. And it was, but it's evolved and it's morphed into something much bigger. And that's my morning routine, my morning ritual. You know, I've read so many books and I'm just fascinated by kind of getting inside the mind of successful people. Selfishly, that's one of the reasons I launched the podcast. Not only did I want to create an impact and help others, which I believe I've accomplished and I'll continue to do, but it gives me the opportunity to not only build my network, but get inside the minds of people and then deliver that content through this platform called the podcast to you, right? And that's why we do these masterclass interviews where I get to pick the brain of people. And so all these books I've read, most successful people, high achievers, have some sort of morning ritual. You know, there's a lot of common denominators. Like, for example, many of them wake up very early. And then transitioning into really the heart of this particular episode, a lot of them have a morning routine. They have a very strict set of things that they do. And, you know, I think back to my morning routine was developed early on in, you know, in my business. I think I want to say 2006, 2007, I was exposed to the power of having a morning ritual. And I've had so many different types of morning rituals throughout the years. Matter of fact, I'm inside Evernote and I'm looking at my morning ritual that was created December 16th, 2015. Okay. So this was 3 years ago, basically. And I want to, about 2.5 years ago. And I want to share with you kind of what this looked like then. And then we can juxtapose that to what my morning ritual looks like now. Now, there's a lot of things that I'm still doing, but you got to play with, don't take every suggestion here as a cookie cutter thing. Like, this is what you have to do in order for it to work for you, or in order for, you know, you to set your day up for success. Figure out what works for you. You know, I've heard so many different morning rituals from so many different successful people, and I've taken a little bit of here and I've taken a little bit of there and I've tested it. And it's, you know, think of this as an experiment. And so back then, about 2.5 years ago, this was my morning ritual. Get up, drink a bottle of water, pray, go to the gym, listen to something while I'm at the gym. It's an audio, a podcast or something. And then when I got back from the gym, I would read these four things. I would read my vision. I would read my definite major purpose. I would read my declaration for the month, which was like a one or a two sentence, you know, being intentional about what I want to get out of this particular month. And then I would read about 3 pages of positive affirmations. I did that every morning, well, most mornings, I should say, probably 85, 90% of the time for a couple of years. Okay. And then I would have breakfast. I would play with Ariana. This was like right around the time that she wasn't even a year old yet. And I would read a chapter from Proverbs, and then I would read a chapter from a book, usually personal development, business, etc. I would meditate for 10 minutes using the Headspace app, and then I'd get on my day. Okay, so that was my morning routine back about 2.5 years ago. And so what I'd like to do is I want to share with you my morning routine as of the last probably 2-3 months, because, you know, it's interesting because we all go through seasons in life. And last year, I remember there was a period for about 3-4 months where I completely got away from a morning routine. And what happens is when you don't have a morning routine, guys, is you wake up and sometimes your mind automatically defaults to worry. Right. I remember I was going through a period where I would get up in the morning, I'd pick up my phone and I'd look at my email, and I might see an email that wasn't so positive. And then all of a sudden now I'm in reactionary mode. I'm in worry mode. I'm in put out fires. I'm in, you know, go fix this, go fix that. And it didn't set my day up for success. I realize now, looking back, whenever I did that, my day was just not as productive. I wasn't as happy. I wasn't as fulfilled. And I think to the times where I stuck to my morning ritual, you set the day up right. Okay. Hopefully this is making sense to you. And by the way, guys, there's a lot of books out there. I think there's one called The Morning Success or something. It's something about getting up at like 4 or 5 in the morning. There's so many books out there on this. So again, I encourage you to just research, experiment, and take from here, take from there, figure out what works. And hopefully you can get something from what I'm sharing with you here. But in a nutshell, guys, my morning routine right now is first thing I do when I wake up is in my head. I don't say this out loud because my wife is sleeping next to me and I get up. I usually get up, guys, on a good day, I'll wake up at 4:30. On a bad day, at the absolute latest, I'll wake up at 6. Usually. This is, for the most part, Monday through Friday, sometimes Monday through Saturday. On average, I'm usually waking up 5-ish, okay? It just depends on the day of the week and what I have going on. So I'm usually up on average by 5 a.m., okay? First thing I do mentally, I thank God. You know, my feet hit the ground. It's another day. It's another opportunity. I thank God. Second thing is I hydrate. And, you know, I recently, I downloaded this checklist. A guy by the name of Alex Schaffrin that my buddy Chris Chico put me onto. He's got a podcast. I think it's called like the Momentum Podcast or something. And he's got a very strict morning routine also. And he actually dedicated a couple of podcast episodes about hyperhydration. Right, that you need to flood your body. You're so dehydrated when you wake up in the morning that you need to flood your body with water. And there's so many like side effects that if you don't do this, you might not even realize. And so first thing I do, I've done this for years, is I drink a bottle of water. Okay. And by the way, I like my water room temperature, because if it's a freezing bottle of water or something, it's sometimes just harder to take down, or it takes me longer. So I take out a bottle of water the night before, leave it on my nightstand. So when I wake up, I can just pretty much pound that water in 30 seconds and boom, it's a small little thing, but I did it. And now I'm on to the next thing, right? So next thing I do is when I can hop in the shower, right? I take a cold shower. If I can't hop in the shower because just maybe it makes too much noise, sometimes it wakes up Nati and she's not super thrilled with me. But so sometimes what I'll do is I'll splash my face with cold, freezing water, and then I'll put my arms under the faucet. Right. And so what you're doing is you're stimulating your body, your senses. That water, that cold, freezing water wakes you up. You know, Tony Robbins, if you guys see his documentary on Netflix, I'm Not a Guru, you'll see that at one part it shows him jumping into like his plunge pool. Right. So he has like a plunge, like a freezing water plunge pool. Nati and I love going to like, when we can, we'll go to like the spa and we'll do massages and stuff. One particular spa that we go to has a plunge pool. And when I'm feeling, when I'm feeling up to it in the morning, I just jump in and jump right back out. Right. Because it stimulates you. It wakes you up. It really does. So right after that, guys, what I do is obviously I'm brushing my teeth, you know, getting that bacteria out of your mouth and just kind of going through that process that hopefully most people go through. While I'm doing that, I'm watching my vision video. Okay, so I created a vision for my life years ago. Every year I update that. Well, in December of 2017, using iMovie, I put together like a 5-6 minute vision video, okay, that has pictures, it has things I want to accomplish, places we want to go. And it's got affirmations in the background. It's got quotes from motivational speakers. So that really gets me going, right? It's staying front of mind, my goals, my vision, what I want. And then from there, I hop into 10 minutes of meditation through the Headspace app. There's so many benefits to meditating, guys, that I want to encourage you. If you don't have that app, it's super, super cheap. Headspace.com, get that app. And I use it pretty much every day, meditate for 10 minutes. And as of the last couple of months, I've started going through Tony Robbins' ritual of priming, right? It's a breathing exercise. And then you think about what you're grateful for. You think about the top three things you want to accomplish for the day, the week, the month, or the year. It's about a 10-minute process. So between the meditation and then the priming, that's about 20 minutes right there. And then I'll say a prayer. You know, I'll thank God again. I think about what I'm grateful for. I thank him for all the opportunities. And I just say a prayer. You know, that's something obviously private between God and I. And then from there, something I took from Grant Cardone, I heard him on a podcast, and you know, he talks about how every day for years, every day and every night, he writes down his top three goals. And that's something that as of the last couple months ago, I've added that to my morning routine. So I write down my top three goals for the year. Okay. And just a quick thing, guys, on goals is I want to say, I think goals are kind of meaningless unless there's a strong reason attached to it. So as you're writing down your goals, just make sure that they're specific. You have somebody that's holding you accountable. I recommend that you read and speak and visualize your goals. Okay. There's a lot of benefits to doing that. Make sure that your goals have a date or a deadline, and then expect to accomplish that goal. Okay. Don't just like, sometimes I go through my routine and I feel like I'm just going through the process because I know I should be doing it, but I'm not like fully engaged, fully in it. Okay. And so that's something that I sometimes struggle with. And I have to just be mindful of the fact that I need to kind of put myself in that state when I'm going through this morning routine, particularly as it relates to my goals. And then from there, I usually jump into a workout. And after I work out, I either take down a protein shake or I eat a healthy breakfast and spend time with the family. Usually like it's about, by the time this is about 7 a.m. or so, depending on if I wake up at 4:30 or 5, 7:30 in the morning. And then I go through different seasons. Sometimes I read in the morning, but sometimes I read at night right before bed. And it just depends, but I'll always get my reading in, usually half hour minimum in the morning or right before bed at night. So guys, that's my morning routine right now. The other thing that I think I'm going to add to my morning routine, and I've taken this from Tony Robbins, is, you know, Tony talks about controlling your thoughts by using your words and by thinking about the things that you want. Right? So visualizing. And so there's 7 questions that Tony has talked about in his events that he recommends you ask yourself to start each day. I'm not, just to be totally transparent, I'm not currently doing this, but I think I'm going to add this component. You know, as I think about my morning routine, it's probably about including the workout from start to finish. It's about an hour and a half process. So that's why I particularly like, you know, by the way, I forgot to mention, once I work out, that's when I for sure take my cold shower. Okay. And that'll really wake your ass up. So that whole process is probably about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, which sounds pretty intimidating to a lot of people. I mean, 2 hours is a lot of time, but I feel so much better in the morning. You know, like I start working, I start doing what I got to do by 8:30, 9 a.m. And I just feel good. I feel accomplished. I feel like my day's just set up for success. So anyway, let me kind of go back to these 7 questions here that Tony Robbins recommends. And then we'll end this particular episode. But number 1, what am I most happy about in my life today? And how does it make me feel? Okay. What am I most happy about in my life right now? How does it make me feel? These are questions you want to ask yourself every single morning. Okay. Number two, what am I excited about right now? Okay. What is it that excites me at this moment? Number three, what am I most proud about right now? And how does that make me feel? Okay. Four, what am I most grateful for right now? And how does that make me feel? Number five, what am I enjoying in my life right now? Okay. Number six, what am I committed to in my life right now? And number seven, who do I love? Who loves me? And how does that make me feel? So let me quickly recap number seven. What am I most the top seven questions you should ask yourself in the morning. What am I happy about? What am I excited about? What am I proud about? What am I most grateful for? What am I enjoying in my life? What am I committed to? Who do I love and who loves me? And then after each of those questions, ask yourself, how does that make me feel? How does that make me feel? How does that make me feel? And what you're doing is you're flooding your mind and your brain with everything you're grateful for, all the blessings you have. And again, guys, I just see if it works for you. Test it out. But if you don't have a morning ritual, it's affecting where you It's affecting what you could accomplish and where you could be, where you could go, and the direction that you're heading in. If the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you pick up your phone and you're checking email, or you're just, you know, you're getting kind of screen time, it's affecting you in a negative way. And I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I couldn't tell you why. I just know that I've read enough books, listened to enough people that I personally believe that, my opinion, that I don't think, and just knowing myself anyways, it just doesn't make me feel as good as when I kind of go through this routine and this ritual. So anyways, guys, hopefully you got something out of this. I know this is a little longer than they normally go. I want to encourage you, check out episode 15, which was, man, it's almost 2 years ago at this point. If you go to flipempire.com/episode15, there's a podcast I created. It's called Set Yourself Up for Success with a Morning Routine. I'll be honest, I can't exactly recall what I talked about in that particular episode. I'm going to be curious to go back, listen to it myself, and see how different my current morning routine now here in 2018 is different than what I was doing a couple years ago. And you saw how it was a little bit different than what I was doing back in 2015. So let me know your thoughts, guys. Reach out to me. And again, if you know, I'm going to this event at the end of April on to multifamily mastermind. So I'm going to be making a lot of great contacts with high level successful multifamily investors. There's going to be a lot of money people in the room, successful professionals that have a lot of money. They want to get into real estate, but they're just looking to place that capital. So if you see any opportunities or any synergies and you just want to connect, reach out to me. I'd love to just have a conversation, build a relationship, and kind of go from there and see if I can help and add value to anything you have going on. So guys, definitely encourage you to check out the upcoming masterclass with my boy, Ray Gonzalez. It's straight fire, and I know you're going to get a lot out of it. So I will catch you there. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.